Fala aí, Bauru.
Vamos lá.
Bauru é
Maceió.
Nome de sanduíche, pô.
É sanduíche.
Bauru, toquei tanto em Bauru.
Tocou lá com os Black Boys.
A primeira vez que eu vi aquele grupo do Meirelles, Copa 5, foi lá em Bauru.
Putz.
Eu vi né, tinha saído, né, o LP, uhum. Né? E um dos rapazes gostava de música, gostava de jazz, jovem, né? Pianista. E ele falou, bem, aí nós fomos à casa
Liga
dele.
Aí
nós fomos à casa dele. Uhum. Aí ele falou, dá uma vida nesse grupo aqui.
Pô, a Meirelles, bicho.
Meirelles, é os Copa 5, é.
E você lembra dos Copa 5, quem era?
O pessoal que acompanhou o Jorge Ben.
No primeiro?
É, do primeiro.
Na primeira gravação.
Mais que nada, né? Luiz Carlos Vinhas, Pedro Paulo, Guzmão, quem mais? Claro, Meirelles, né? E Dom Romão. É. Mas foi uma coisa incrível, né? Coisa incrível ouvir aquele grupo pela primeira vez, porque a gente tinha aquela, sabe, aquela ideia de fazer uma mistura assim, né, de samba jazz. Então foi incrível, né? E depois tocou também o disco do Sérgio Mendes, né, que tinha saído um pouquinho antes do Sérgio Mendes, mas o Sérgio Mendes já conhecia o Sexteto Bossa Rio, né? Que era com Raul, Costita, Maciel, Edson Machado. E o baixista, como é aquele baixista lá? Tião Neto.
Tião Neto, que viajou com ele até aqui nos Estados Unidos também. Né?
Ah, viajou, claro. Trabalhou com Jobim também, muitos anos também. Né?
Mas falando nessa essa coisa toda, The Art of Samba Jazz is the last album the Salvador record. And this is going to be the first time in New York that he's going to play with the Sestet, Don Salvador Sestet, from the record The Art of Samba Jazz, that was the last release. And we are talking about The Art of Samba Jazz is samba jazz. I interviewed Creed Taylor many years ago, and he told me he's the one who put the label on jazz samba. But samba jazz is something beyond that, and Salvador really explained that on the record.
But it has a difference between samba jazz and jazz samba. Jazz samba that Stan Getz used to do, you know, like he plays the melody, the rhythm, keep it just just the background. You know, hold that the rhythm from the beginning to the end. But the samba jazz is like we play the straight ahead jazz. You know, the American straight ahead jazz. It's a different because you know every bar's is like a interplay. You know, all the musicians, all these instruments, it's totally different from the jazz samba. Jazz samba was basically in bossa nova, you know. They play the melody, the saxophone play, or when the horn plays, some little bit and improvise. But samba jazz was totally different, like jazz master, just like Art Blake, you know, we have the quintet by Clifford Brown, you know, was Max Roach, you know, was kind of interplay. That's why they call samba jazz.
And I love the way you did it also, that you mentioned everybody. I mean, everybody. It's hard to put everybody.
Yes, right, yes.
But you gave mention to a lot of people who were playing samba jazz at that time.
Yeah. Really, the first time I heard samba jazz was a group called Turma da Gafieira. This was 1956. Then the drummer from that group was Edson Machado. That late on in life we played together. And we did an album, Re 65 Trio, in 1965. But this group came out in 1956, 57. It was they had a great musicians there, Sivuca, Santos trumpet, Raulzinho, Raul de Souza, né? The famous Raul de Souza, Zé Bodega, tenor sax, used to play with Severino Araújo, you know, the band leader, you know, one of the best band that we had in Brazil, Orquestra Tabajara. What else? Paulinho, pianist. He used to play with Silvio Mazuco, was another band that they have in the 50s too. It was a great band. They used to play like they used to play the theme, and then everybody's improvised, you know. Was blow my mind when the first time when I heard.
There's one here that you mentioned that you turned me on into as a Breno Sauer.
Oh yeah, Breno Sauer. Yeah, Breno Sauer came out a little bit late, but it was it's a combination. Another accordion player from United States, you know, like Art Van Damme. They had a quintet, the same format, you know, as a accordion, guitar, vibraphone, bass and drums. Arthur Van Damme was the bridge between the swing and bebop. This group was incredible in the 50s. So, Breno Sauer, he's still alive. He's living in Chicago now. He's from Rio Grande do Sul, in Brazil, South Brazil. He formed this group. It was incredible because they're very very identical with Art Van Damme. You know, they have the same approach. It was incredible. They're playing samba. They're in 2/4. It was amazing. It was one of the best groups, you know, at that time.
Well, let's talk about your sestet. Give credit to everybody because you have incredible musicians playing with you.
I'm really. I was very happy to be that this group because it's not just as a musician, but it's as a friend, like a family too. You know, we have Rodrigo Saia. He lives in Brazil now. He comes to play with me for this performance. He's thanks God that he's going to be able to make, you know. Also have Itaiguara Brandão, bass player, Laura Dreyers, alto, soprano and flute, e Maurício Zottarelli on drums. This album that was the winner from the Premier Brazilian Music from the 2012 in Brazil. His we did this album in the end of 2011. The album was considered the best album, the 2012. I'm really very pleased with this album because everybody's contributed so much for this release. This album, I'm very grateful for them.
Yeah. It is the year of 2012 was very prolific for Salvador because Bongo Records from Londo also released two classics, and they release an LP and vinyl and CD.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, the two albums was I recorded this in 1966, the first album, after release 65 Trio, I did for Philips, and then I did my first album, Salvador Trio. This album was released last year. It was they sold very well. We're still selling, not just in Europe, but in Japan. They released two albums, the first album and the second album, Salvador Trio. Then on the first album was Vitor Manga on drums. Edson Lobo on bass. The second album is Sergio Barroso. He was the bass player from the Rio 65 Trio. He had Edson Machado também from his 65 Trio.
all those albums, yeah. If you find the real thing, but now you can find it again and from Mr. Bongo. But Salvador, talking about this, is, he has more than 500 records. Talking about as a sideman and as an arranger, how many records you record?
I don't know. It's so hard to to track down. No? But I used to work in a, I was a studio musician for 7 years, and then I'm from 1966 until 1973. Before I came to this country, I used to record for to studio Gravador Odeon, you know, Odeon Records. He also Philips. I used to record for CBS. I used to record all the time. I used to be like a sideman, you know, a studio musician. I had a chance to learn to play all different kinds of style because, you know, I play with singers, all different styles. I had to learn. That was very good for me because, you know, it just gave me a lot of experience, you know, to play this kind of music.
But this was the relation of a musician in the 50s and the 60s. Appears like, you know, everybody was on the road, like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. He used to be on the road with the band.
Yeah, sure,
playing,
sure.
You know, for people to dance.
Yeah.
And you start like that also, right?
Yeah, but but this is my hometown, Rio Claro. That time they still have a lot of big band in Brazil in the 50s. I couldn't believe it. Today it's very hard to find a big band, not just in Brazil, but over here also. No, it's very hard. I used to play three different bands, you know, Rio Claro, not just there, but it's another city like São Carlos, Araraquara, is another city that they have a lot of, you know, big bands. What like 6-17-piece band, you know? You used to travel.
When you got to the Oliveira and the Black Boys, that was your first break in a big city of São Paulo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this band was, I played with that band 1962. When I moved to São Paulo, 1961. In 1962, I was invited to join this group. And it was very interesting because I was... The name of the band was Oliveira, the leader, Oliveira. The name of the group is Oliveira's Black Boys. It was everybody's, you know, black, you know. It was a very interesting band because we used to do a lot of, dancing. You know? They used to have a lot of, they call it like baile, you know? Ball.
And more this room, was like the ambient was a boate, as we call the nightclub, right?
No. We used to play
also big houses.
Yes.
Like ballrooms.
We did a lot of club dates. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a lot. That time was very successful to do that.
See? And then all of a sudden you decide to go to Rio.
Yeah, yes. I stay in São Paulo until... the begin 1964, you know, I think it's until April 64. Then I moved to Rio de Janeiro. There I had a chance to play. It was the Beco das Garrafas. That was a very famous place that all the, you know, where the Bossa Nova really was, you know, exposed. I played there until 1966. You know, but I had a chance to play with a lot of great singers there in Brazil, great musicians. You know.
Talking about that, Jorge Ben was just here.
Yeah. So I spoke to him a couple of days
and
ago.
And you were one of the first to play with Jorge Ben in the big...
Sure, yeah, yes. We did a lot of, you know, concerts, also recorded also. We did gigs there in the Beco das Garrafas também, performances also. Yeah.
And the documentary just come out and explain tonight here around New York, all over the place, about the music of Jobim, and you were there, right?
Why was Jobim?
On the documentary about...
Yes, right. Yeah, the new documentary about Jobim, and you know, the name of the documentary is... what they call? What's the name there?
Don't worry. Yeah. Just the name Jobim documentary is Nelson Pereira.
The music according to Jobim.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, God, you got it. The director is Nelson Pereira dos Santos.
Yeah. That's right.
And you were part of the documentary in some
sure,
sense.
Sure, yes. I played with there with Silvinha Telles. You know, it was the performance we did in Germany, 1966. Yeah.
And this was your first time out of the country?
Yes, it was my first time.
Wow, that must be exciting, man.
Yes, great, it was
great.
Great, beautiful.
You in Germany, you're enjoying it.
All over the Europe.
All over the Europe. But then comes one of the biggest hits. I traveled with Salvador to Brazil, and people is still talking about all the DJs all over the world is still playing and love this song, Sangue in Raça. How you create the band Abolição?
That's another story, man. This was 1970. Definitely after the back of the Garrafas closed, you know, in 1966, they had another movement in Brazil, you know. It was led by Roberto Carlos, Erasmo Carlos. They used to call Yeah. You know, a lot of influence from the Beatles, from
right,
that time.
Right,
yeah. A lot of musicians they went broke, you know, because not too much
works
for
them.
This was the reason that I started to be a studio musician.
But Abolição has something to do with the black movement that was happening in America.
But you know, the thing start was the producer Elcio Milito, the drummer from Tamba Trio. He came to the United States. He stayed almost 2 years. That time when he came, he was exactly when they started that movement about the soul music, funk, James Brown, Sly Family Stone. He was very impressed with that. You know, he got all that LPs. Then he became producer on CBS. One day I met him there. He called me in his office. You know, he said, Salvador, I think I'd like to listen to some albums that I bought from New York. I think you the guy, probably you could do something like that, you know, because the way you play, I think it probably is going to be easy for you to understand the style, the music. And then he gave it to the LPs for me to listen. I was very impressed, you know, that was totally completely different to what's happening, you know, not just in Brazil, but all over the world. You know, James Brown, Sly Family Stone, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you know, all this group.
So, Augusto Giotto.
Don Salvador. Where does your name come from? Because I know there's a song by Ed Motta.
Yes, right.
Called a Dom. Dom para Salvador, right?
Yeah. So, Dom para Salvador, yes.
Is it your real name or artist name? What's it?
No, it's just an artist name. Yeah. Oh. Was gave by Elcio Milito, the producer from CBS, the drummer from Tamba Trio, the famous group, Brazilian group.
And both Dom Salvador and artist. Huh? So is Salvador your name or?
No, my real name is Salvador da Silva.
Salvador da Silva.
But the stage name is Dom Salvador.
Because at that time, like a lot of records at that time in Brazil, Elcio Milito had a great idea, you know?
Because
Salvador is like a José da Silva in Brazil.
Yeah, because, you know, before all my albums, used to be just Salvador Trio, you know, just, people just call me Salvador. But I think probably he's got that idea from the American way. Because, you know, the United States always they have two names, right? For the artist, you know? you know, like Elvin Jones, Bill Evans, everybody. No, not just Bill. No, no, just not only Elvin. You know, the Elvin Jones. I think probably that's why. Now he said, I should
have two names. You know, I was thinking the other day, a lot of the bands, too, they had a Don in the name or playing Latin music, like cha-cha-cha.
D-O-N, yeah, most of them.
D-O-N, yeah. Yeah, man. But we are tripping here with Don Salvador. It's a pleasure to have him on WKCR. And we are getting to, because there's so many things to talk about, a tripping on time. It's so many records, and we don't have all the records here. But, you know, another classic is Rio 65 Trio. That is one of the albums that if you put on Google, and if you find one in vinyl, hey, it's a treasure. Talk about how you record Rio 65 Trio, the first. This is the first one?
For the Rio 65 Trio, yes.
Yeah.
This is the first one, yeah.
How they give you the chance to record this one?
Well, the thing is that that time this trio was playing in the back of the Garrafas. They used to have three clubs there, and one close to the other. This place, the name was Baccarat. It was the first performance, the first show, the Max Valley. The singer Max Valle and Eleni de Andrade, we did this group, this show there, you know, first, like the trio plus Eleni de Andrade in Max Valle. People used to always to come to hear the band. They like it, you know, what when you do the instrumental part, you know, everybody used to jump in, you know, producers. One day, you know, when we finished, you know, the producer came to us and said, "Would you like to record one album for Philips?" No, I said, "Okay, let's do it." You know, Edson Machado and Sergio Barroso. This was the reason that we started, you know, this trio with this
and
album.
The trio, the backup Elis Regina, was
from Samba Eu Canto Assim, the album, her first album from Philips, you know, the Bossa Nova album. This was we played this album too, you know, the 365 Trio, plus orchestra arranged by Paulo Moura, Gaia, Luis Chaves.
But Elis did also a show in Beco das Garrafas with you, right?
No, her first show was in Beco das Garrafas, with us. But there was another trio, it was a Copa Trio.
Uh-huh.
With Dom, Romão e Guzmão.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the producer, who produced this show? At the Beco das Garrafas. Who is the producer?
Armando Petigliani.
Oh, I thought it was Boscoli. Boscoli was not in.
No. Boscoli did the second show.
Oh, the second show.
Yeah.
And anyway, okay, you had a Beco das Garrafas, you had a Porão 73 also, no? A lot of people.
Porão came after. 1966, 1967.
Okay, when you come to America, your first record in America was My Family, no?
Yes, My Family, 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And man, that's a record. I have here a copy that is close.
Yeah, this album is never released in CD in this country.
Look at everybody who is here. Unbelievable. So how you got the chance to record My Family?
Because I did when I was Don Ramon for the same label, the producer was Joe Field, the owner of the music record. Then he invited me to, you know, to, because he was so happy with the result from the Don Ramon album that I did most of the arrangements for the album. Then he invited me to if I would like to do it. You know. He signed me. You know.
Don Salvador also has so many compositions, and let's talk about something that he loves the most. And he had a whole album that was produced also by a Choro Ensemble that is playing tonight at Zinc Bar. You know that? Choro Ensemble.
Choro Ensemble.
Okay. Talk about the Choro. How the Choro touched you in your life? Because a lot of American people probably don't know what Choro is.
No, it seems like now they start to be more aware about the shoto. But when I recorded this album, my family, and I think I was probably one of the first ones to record the shoto in the United States. I think with that was approached the jazz, now improvisation, and atop that. But I grew up in with my family that's we were like 11 children. Everybody used to listen shorin because it was very popular in Brazil, especially in the 40s, 50s. Always I liked, Pixinguinha, Jacó do Bandolim, people like that. Always I had that in mind, to promote this kind of the music. And it's getting more popular. People start to more aware about that.
Don Salvador, from the beginning, playing so many formats and so many the best of the musicians play with him. And Don Salvador Trio, the new version, one of the releases that he did in Brazil. This was in
2007. Yeah.
Was talk about this Don Salvador Trio. This was released at Biscoito Fino.
Yeah. Well, this was I was invited by this label that in Brazil is very, very well known label that in Brazil. Yeah, Biscoito Fino. Always they had idea for me to bring the kind of the style that they used to do in the 60s, huh? I had a chance to use the same bass player that was playing the 65-3, Sérgio Barroso. I used the Duca da Fonseca that he's really he's really follow Edson Machado. He learned what everything he's playing. He plays, he got a lot of influence from Edson Machado. He was so happy to participate in this album because he feel like he honored to be part of this trio. To be part of this trio because he grew up listening to, always he mentioned that, when he's performing, he said he grew up to listen to Real 65 Trio. It's for him, like he felt like an honor to be a part of this album. Yeah, the album came out good. I'm really, really happy with the result.
One more time, I was so lucky to be with Don Salvador. 2011, I guess. It was 2011. They made him a homage in his hometown at Rio Claro on Carnival time. And I had such a great time. And Rio Claro Suite, it is an album that Salvador really love it. And the front cover of the album is the train station of Rio Claro.
Jasvan de Lima was the author of the text in the Rio Claro Suite. So should I read it?
No. Oh, yeah. You should ask him some questions about Rio Claro, because Claro. You're close to Rio Claro, man.
This guy from Bauru.
Yeah,
no,
Bauru,
no.
Yes.
Actually,
Bauru, I play a lot in Bauru. So, Universal's Black Boys, I did a lot.
In the beginning of your career, right?
Huh?
In the beginning of your
career. The beginning, 1962, 63.
Wow.
Yeah, he was
actually
a mate. His mother.
Yeah.
Actually, I was born in Pirajuí.
Pirajuí, yeah.
Titumad was born there.
No, I never been there, but I know where.
Titumad.
Titumad, probably played.
Titumad is from there.
You play with Titumad?
No, I never played with him.
I think he was Odeon too.
Odeon, yeah, but I never recorded with him. No, I never did it.
Let's see if we remember some names that you recorded as a side male or arranger.
Oh, my God.
João Nogueira.
João Nogueira, your first album, right?
Maísa, I remember. Yeah. Another one.
Elza Soares. Miltinho. Elisete Cardoso. Boris Monteiro.
Nossa
Senhora. And so, Simonal, Jorge Ben.
Oh, talking about, I love the album that was released, What Music. that you and I don't know, you have the one with the Mancini play some.
Ah, mas então é Valtel Branco, né?
With Valtel Branco. Yeah, yeah. And the other one that is like Latin music, that was with Meirelles, the one that has some... Sorry, I forgot the name of the album. That's incredible, too. There's all Latin feeling.
Copa 7.
Aquele é o Copa 7.
Copa 7.
Isso.
Copa 7, yeah.
Yeah, man. Too many instrumental things.
Sérgio Barroso, Chico Batera. What else? Who was playing on this? Juarez Araújo, saxofone. Maurílio Santos.
Maurílio Santos. E o Jardim de Castro. Jardim?
Você, yeah.
Você já tocou com o Jardim?
No. I know him very well. Yeah,
We're going to talk about this is another project that I love it, and people, we should re-release, we probably is going to be released, Ancestors. I don't like to I don't want to touch about that, but that's beautiful record, Folia de Reis.
Mm-hmm.
That's an independent produced by you and the
Café,
Tree.
Café e Cidinho.
It's a great album, man. It's beautiful.
That's the way it's very close to the roots, you know, Brazilian, African roots. The format was a two accordion. Café percussion, singing, e sometimes I play accordion, Cidinho plays piano, electric piano, I play, you know, sometimes we just, you know, switch around. But came out great. I'm really like this album too.
And Salvador, it is the house man at River Café. You have some albums they record solo piano for River Café also, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the River Café, I hope it come back. Huh?
Yeah, it's come back. It's going to come back probably at the end of this month or the beginning of September.
September?
Yeah.
When September?
It's coming.
We'll come. But let's come back to the beginning. Salvador Sestet is going to release. This is the really release because you people only play at the Copa Fest, right?
Yeah. The last performance I was in Brazil, now we did Copacabana.
Okay, we Copacabana are very dance. Excited. And Don Salvador Sestet, The Art of Samba Jazz, it is the album and the live show. Everybody who is on the record, everybody, man, is going to play. Only the trombone is...
No, except Luis Bonilla. It's going to be Michael Dizzy. Yeah.
All right. You can find this everywhere records are sold. Don Salvador Sestet. We all going to see him. And Don Salvador, thank you very much for coming.
It's my pleasure,
talk to
man.
Us
thank
here
you.
At WKCR.
Yeah.
And we're going to call you again because, you know...
Yeah. This is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning. Only the beginning. Yeah. Augusto, thank you very much, man. You are
thank
the best.
You, thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, Don Salvador.
Appreciate
thank
it very
you,
much,
Madalena. Thank you. Isso. Vamos lá.